Well, a much better second half by Leeds United. Let's get the thoughts from here in the box. We'll start with Tommy, the Sheffield Wednesday fan. Wednesday really weren't in it second half, were they?
No, I think I kind of put a curse on it when I said that we should try and hit them on the counter-attack and force them into something, because they came. And in all fairness, when they went 1-1, I thought they were going to beat us. They looked the side more likely to make it happen, I think. Jeff Wednesday is still a couple of players lighter. I've noticed the chairman a couple of boxes down. I'm going to go tell him we need a striker.
Yeah. But knew he didn't have a good game at all, did he?
No, he's very hit and miss. He's like, as we know him, Marmite, because you either love him or you don't. And we could probably do better now that we've got a bit of money. We've been linked with people like Gary Hooper, Kenwyn Jones, score goals at championship level. Hopefully, we'll get one of them, but if not, I think we could be in for a bit of a slog again, because we don't offer anything defensively.
Overall, though, are you happy with the point today?
Oh, it's always a good point. It's always today. I thought when we went 1-0 up, we should have capitalised and maybe pushed on a little bit. But that's football.
And the season so far? It's a steady start.
It's what you would expect with every influx of foreign signings. I mean, you've only got to look at Leeds themselves, and they struggled with it last year. They fetched too many foreign players in and they struggled for it. This year they've gone more domestic. They look a more solid side. Hopefully we've fetched in enough good English players in, Jack Hunt, Ross Wallace, people like that, that know how to get out of this league. But it's
a steady point.
It's something to build on. Yeah. It's okay. Something to build on.
Cheers, Tommy. Hope you've had a good day.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Cheers, mate. Let's move on to Andy, Leeds United fan, I guess, second half. You've got to praise the changes that Rosler made. You said make those two changes at half-time. Maybe you should be the new gaffer.
I'd love to be. Yeah, we're a lot better second half. It was a real game of two halves, really, and pushing Dallas onto the right, strengthening the midfield. We looked a totally different team. Confidence came back. Another draw, but we need to be turning these draws into wins and getting some more points on the board. But we're still undefeated, so a lot of room for improvement. But we didn't lose, so
I liked Mowat's introduction. He wanted to run at the Wednesday defence, and that caused Wednesday problems. First half, Leeds midfielders were getting the ball and not really making those advanced runs and just trying to slot the intricate passes through, and it wasn't working out. So I think Mount was key.
Yeah, in first half they seem to be running through us. They seem to have a lot more possession, but second half totally strengthened up with Murphy and with Adi Amy on. He seemed a little bit more into the game as well. So with the two additions, it brought the Woods came back a lot and held the ball up more, which gives us a lot more options. And we played it on the floor a bit more in the second half. We didn't sort of long ball and hit and hope. So, a lot better. But them two players, I would have probably started with them two, which would have given us more options from the bench.
Yeah, it's a strange decision why he didn't start with them. Chris Wood, another goal for him. Now he's up and running, 2-2.
Fantastic, yeah. Yeah. He looked a bit more confident in the second half, holding the ball up, allowing the players to play off him, Antonucci and that, and Mowat, definitely. The two substitutes changed the game for Leeds, really.
Just shows you, though, get the ball in the right areas and Woody's going to finish.
Yeah. And Dallas turned him on the right, and that little nutmeg through, fantastic, you know what I mean? He didn't do much all game, but in the second half he looked a lot more confident on the right, and a lot better, he had more chances as well. He seemed to, so maybe Mr. Rosler needs to look at that.
And like you just said, Leeds United unbeaten. Start to see. I know it's four draws, but five draws. And Leeds, they look solid. People can't beat them. I know they conceded a couple of it late on, but all in all, they look quite solid. They've obviously got a couple of goals in them as well. Is it something to build on for Roslo, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. I've heard there's a signing or two in the pipeline. Yeah. So
Forestieri, we're hearing a deal has been done, and now he just needs to agree personal terms and a medical. So another attacking player to add into that Leeds United mix as well.
Yeah, maybe I think another defender and a battling midfielder is required. And you know, to get that spine right. If we get that spine right, and then we work off of that, you know, then points need to be turned into wins now. But yeah, five draws, if you count that cup game a draw.
Are you happy with what you've seen so far?
First half, no, but second half, yes.
And just a quick word about next week. Derby County, who again have had a bit of a dodgy start. A lot of money went on for them. They were favourites for the Championship. They've spent a lot of money. Paul Clement, new head coach. He's been at big clubs, but he's never been the main man. This is his first job. So they've struggled. So actually, you know, it may be there for Leeds United to go in and get the 3 points next week.
Definitely. Yeah, well, there's no reason. I don't know who Derby's got today.
They played last night. They drew 1-0 last night against
right.
Birmingham.
Ah, right, right. So similar positions in the league, really. So, you know, away from home on telly again, I believe, next week. Yeah, so...
Of course it's on telly, Leeds United are always on telly.
But yes, we've got to go with positivity next week, and we've got to start with the strongest team, and that would include, you know, Murphy, Mowat, and let's go for it.
And now Murphy's getting back to full fitness as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be key going forward in the season.
Yeah, well, he seemed to hold the ball, spray it a lot about, you know, it gives us more options. Play it on the floor as well. We played it, you know, them quick 1-2s, you know, and we looked a lot better, a lot better, so... Massive improvement second half, and going into next week, let's go for it.
Yeah. So plenty of positivity around here after that second half performance. You've had a good day in the box.
Brilliant, thank you. Thank you once again, Radio Yorkshire, brilliant.
Cheers, Andy, and we've had a great day in the box, and Leeds United get a 1-1 draw, so a great second half performance. Chris Wood off the mark, 2-2, plenty of positivity going into next week.